better buy Birdseye.
Birdseye Frosted Foods.
Birdseye Frosted Foods present the Dinosaur program with Wally Brown, Robert Emmett Dolan and his orchestra, the Joseph Lilly Singers, our special guest Orson Welles, and...
Dino, Dino, Dino. Is there anyone finer than...
Dinosaur.
If you don't mean it, don't talk sweet words if they're not true. Don't tear my heart like it was paper, because my heart loves only you. You can't go wrong sweethearting others and then pretend that I'm yours exclusively.
Baby,
love must be true. Mean what you're saying, unless you do. Don't sweetheart me.
You can't go wrong.
Love must be true. Mean what you're saying, unless you do. Don't sweetheart me.
Everybody, this is Donna. Tonight, we've arranged to have Orson Welles drop in to pay our gang a visit. Who knows, he might even do some magic tricks. So it looks like we're all going to have a lot of fun. Don't you think so, Wally?
Well, I hope so, Dinah. I certainly could use some relaxation. I've had nothing but trouble all week.
What do you mean?
Well, our whole house has been in an uproar. And now that my wife is working, we had to hunt for a cook.
Oh.
And we no sooner got her when she decided to leave. Not only that, but when she left, she took the stove with her.
She took the stove with her.
Yep, we had a chain to it. But since then, I've been doing all the housework, and what a day I had yesterday.
What happened?
Well, our little pet dachshund needed a bath, so to save time, I put him in the tub with the rest of the laundry, see? And it worked out fine, too, till I put him through the ringer.
Then what happened?
I've now got the longest dog in town. He's a baby. No kidding, though. When he wants to catch a flea on his tail, he has to call up another dog in Pomona.
Oh, Wally, you must have had a time.
Well, you have no idea, girl. I'm so tired of scrubbing and mopping and waxing and ironing. Only yesterday I was busy with my work when... Oh, there. That makes 12 hankies I've ironed. Now I've only got 8 left. Oh, there's the phone. Oh, hello. Oh, hello, dear. Oh, certainly. Of course I'm working. I'm doing the washing, just like you said. Well, I did have a little trouble with your slacks. Darling, either you'll have to reduce, or we've got to get a wider ringer. I mean it, And you know something else? I think I put too much starch in my underwear. I just ironed them, and that hinge in the back lets down like one end of a landing barge. Yes, dear. Yes, dear. Of course. I'll take care of everything. Goodbye. Oh, I wish she'd quit bothering me. I haven't even had time to see if my dust cap is on straight. Oh, there goes that pesky doorbell again. Coming, coming!
Hello, my darling. Oh, my sweet boy, how I've missed you.
Yes, my precious, I haven't seen you for 24 whole hours.
Oh, my darling.
Now, how many pounds of ice do you want today?
Well, Well, you can put a small cube in the icebox and leave 25 pounds to cool me off. Oh, gosh, I'll never get to my dusting. Oh, fiddly-dee, fiddly-dum. There goes the front door. People, interruptions, ice women. I'll be a nervous wreck.
Hello, Miss Brown. I'm your next-door neighbor, and I don't know you, and you don't know me, but
yes.
I'm sure you won't mind if I leave my two darling children with you for the afternoon.
Yeah, but...
This is my sweet boy, Wilbur, age 10.
Hello.
You'll just love him. He's so, so juvenile.
Yeah.
Juvenile delinquent is what the judge said, Mom.
And this is my darling, sweet, lovely, precious baby.
Yeah, but, lady, look, I don't think I know...
Oh, I feel perfectly safe leaving my children with you because
yeah, but...
I've always thought of you as the motherly type.
As motherly. I knew it. My horoscope for today said that something horrible would happen to me by 4:30.
That gives me just 20 minutes.
Now, look, Wilbur. I don't want any trouble with you. People who have made the mistake of crossing me up before have found out one thing. I'm a hard loser.
Yeah, I can see that. You're still wearing the Wilkie button.
Now, wait a minute. I don't care if you're a child or not. I'm not in the mood for that stuff.
Really? No, really? You don't say.
No. You may not know it, but I'm a big man in this community. You don't say.
You don't say.
Oh, that's your line. I'm an influential citizen. In fact, my power in this town is practically unlimited. I can get anything I want.
Really?
Yes, really.
Can you get me a piece of Kleenex?
Oh, for heaven's sakes, what's the baby crying about? You suppose it's because I hung him up on the hat rack?
It might be because you hung him upside down.
Oh, now. Now, wait a minute, my little one. Upsy-daisy. Uncle Wally's going to put you over here by the table. There. You know, I think this kid likes me. I'll bet I could put this baby to sleep with one of my bedtime stories. Oh, isn't that cute? Look, little tyke. Once upon a time, there were three bears. A mama bear, a papa bear, and a baby bear. One day, the papa bear came in and said, "Someone's been eating my porridge." And the mama bear said, "Someone's been eating my porridge." And the baby bear said, "Someone's been eating my porridge."
That's one of the dullest conversations I ever heard. Why don't you tell them something exciting?
Exciting? Well, what, for instance?
Well, my sister's boyfriend just come home on a furlough. And you should hear some of the thrilling stories he tells. He just got wounded.
Wounded in action?
Uh-huh. Mm. He fell down the escalator at Montgomery Ward.
Oh. Oh, you would listen. Oh, what now? There's the door again.
Oh. Hello. I'm Robert Robertson. Greetings, Mrs. Brown. Where's your husband?
Oh, she... Now, wait a minute. I'm the husband. Don't let this apron fool you.
Oh, look what we have here, a cute little baby.
Yeah. You know, when he isn't crying, he is cute, isn't he? Oh, there he goes again. I wonder what's the matter with him now. He's not hungry.
Golly, Mr. Brown, what can it possibly be?
Are you guys kidding? Here. Mama left an extra one here.
Oh. Hey. Golly, I don't know anything about these little things.
Well, sure, it's a cinch. I remember how my mother used to do.
Oh, yeah?
Just watch me and I'll show you how it's done.
All right.
Now, first you fold this flap over here.
Uh-huh.
And then you pull this corner around like this.
Yeah.
And now you pull this flap under and across this leg,
oh.
See? And you pin it all together at the front like this and there. How does it look?
Well, it looks fine on me, but how will it look on the baby?
Well, here's a pan of water. It's time for the baby's bath.
Well, what do we know about bathing a baby? Wilbur, get away from that radio.
Good afternoon. Once again, we bring you Aunt Martha's housekeeping hour. And I know you're all waiting to hear her recipe for washing baby lobsters.
Hey, we might get a hint from this.
Same way. It must be practically the same.
Sure.
A mama lobster must be pretty careful with her baby lobsters.
First of all, pull out all the extra whiskers.
Gee, this baby ain't got many extra ones, has it?
Well, not that we can...
Now bring the water in the pan to a boil. Now drop the little creature into the boiling water, and you'll notice that his tail will curl up.
Well, gosh, whose wouldn't?
Oh, you fools, you idiots. Yeah. What are you doing to my precious little baby?
Well, look
at him. Oh, you must have frightened him to death. His face is as pale and white as a sheet.
Oh, now, don't get excited, lady. I just put the talcum powder on the wrong end. That was all. I mean, it... Gee, Dinah, I was sure in a mess, wasn't I?
Oh, Wally, you'd have had to be Houdini to get out of that one.
Well, I'm not Houdini, but I'm Orson Welles. How do
you doing? Oh, no, I... Wally, I want you to meet Orson Welles, the actor, the writer, and the magician who does those baffling tricks.
Baffling tricks? I've seen his act, and he doesn't do anything that mystifies me.
Wally, how can you say that? Hey, wait a minute. Orson, where's Wally?
I made him disappear.
Oh, no, you didn't. I'm right here in your vest with the rest of the rabbits.
Well, you can come out now. And let's have no more derogatory remarks on my ability in prestidigitation.
Say, I'm a great...
I can pronounce that, too. That's why they have me on. I can pronounce it.
I'm a great admirer of yours, Orson. I saw your magic act at the canteen the other night.
Thank you, Donnie.
And, say, that trick of sawing a man in half is amazing.
Really? You liked it?
Tell me, have you ever made a mistake?
Only once, Dinah. I was sawing a man in half and my saw slipped.
Oh, really? What happened to the man?
He's now playing first and third base for the Brooklyn Dodgers. But, Dinah, I didn't come over here to talk about magic. I have an extremely important message for the radio world. I'm here to acquaint everyone with my new technique in broadcasting.
Oh, really, Orson? What's that?
Well, it's called the Orson Welles Movement for Realism in Radio. You see, the trouble with radio today is that it's believable.
Mm.
Those people sitting out there in that audience have to be made to visualize and actually feel what you're attempting to tell them.
Well, it sounds wonderful, Orson, but how do you do it?
Well, take the commercials, for instance. The way they are now, they're not convincing. An announcer stands in front of the microphone and says, use Perfecto Hair Tonic, it's dandy for the scalp.
Well, you mean that doesn't convince the listeners?
Certainly not. But with the Welles technique for realism, the audience actually hears the old hair falling out and the new hair creeping in.
Well, that's a very good technique, Orson, but I don't think all announcers need those tricks. Take Toby Reed, for instance.
Take Toby Reed.
All Toby has to do is walk up to the microphone, and I bet you what he has to say will make folks mighty enthusiastic about the grand bird's eye dish we're selling tonight.
Thank you, Dinah. Friends, with a meatless meal, you need one special food to give a meal a lift. Now, my suggestion can be used as a tempting golden appetizing vegetable or as a delicious dessert. It's bird's eye quick frozen squash. Wonderful, different, mouth-watering bird's eye squash. Served as a vegetable, it's mighty good. But, oh, lady, served as a dessert, well, Try this bird's eye squash in a pumpkin pie, and you'll have the folks crying for more. Yes, I said squash in a pumpkin pie. Something really different and mighty easy to make. Because bird's eye squash comes to you all cooked and pureed. Now, all you have to do is follow the simple recipe you'll find on posters in any bird's eye store. And the result? A luscious pumpkin pie. Right now, Bird's Eye is featuring golden Bird's Eye squash at a special reduced price, too. And like all Bird's Eye foods, Bird's Eye squash requires no ration points. So put Bird's Eye squash on your weekend shopping list. Don't miss this good eating you can get from this grand, versatile vegetable. Bird's Eye squash.
Thank you, Toby. Say, Orson, I'd like to hear some more about your movement to bring realism into radio.
You will, Dinah, you will. In fact, I came prepared actually to demonstrate its possibilities tonight. But before I do, how about a song?
You talk me into it.
Georgia. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Georgia on my mind. Georgia, my Georgia. A song of you comes as sweet and clear as moonlight. Through the pines. other arms reach out to me. Other eyes smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams I see the road lead back to you. Georgia, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Other arms reach out to me. Other eyes smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams I see. Georgia, no peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my
to demonstrate your realism in radio. How about it?
All right, Dinah, but I warn you, this will revolutionize your entire program. Now, the first thing we change is your sound effects because...
Oh, really?
I'm sorry, they're artificial. For instance, when you need the sound of a train in the script, we won't use a phonograph record. Oh, no, 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 no. We'll drive the super chief right into the studio. You laugh because the audience said, you just go right ahead and laugh.
Well, now, who on earth could I get to do that?
Orson Welles is your man. Now, let's say you're doing a dramatic show and the action of the play takes place on a hot, blazing desert. I'd make the studio audience actually feel that intense heat. All you have to do is pipe in 10,000 feet of hot air.
Well, where are you going to get all that hot air?
Orson Welles is your man.
Say, Orson, I'm sorry. Even if you heat up the studio, how would you make the people at home suffer?
Wally Brown is your man.
Now, wait a minute,
funny,
Orson.
But it's mean. It's one of those bird's-eye puns. You know, all our jokes are pre-frozen.
Now, Orson, listen, I'm a good actor.
Don't look now, but you're standing on my lap, Jeff.
I am a good actor, it says here.
Yeah, it Dinah, says there. I contest
you
it.
Remember, Dinah, you remember the last time I did a love scene here in the studio?
I can't be funny, but I can be rude.
I killed one.
Say that again, Jackson.
Say that again.
I'm a good actor. Dinah, you remember the last time I did a love scene here in the studio? I killed the audience.
You had to. They were coming up after you.
Seriously, Dinah, come on. Let's show this guy what realism is. Let's do a love scene.
What love scene?
Well, I'll make it up as I go along like this. Ah, Dinah, you are lovely to look at.
Thank you. Same to you.
You have such charm.
Thank you. Same to you.
You have such an adorable figure.
From here on, you're on your own.
No, 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 no. That's not the way to make love. If I were Dinah, I'd be disgusted.
If you were Dinah, I'd be a little disgusted myself.
That's right. Well, let me give you the new Welles method. I'll direct you. Bring me a chair.
Bring Mr. Welles a chair.
Bring Mr. Welles a chair.
Bring Mr. Welles a chair.
Three chairs for Mr. Welles.
Now, don't forget, Dinah, in this scene, you're in love. When Wally takes you in his arms and kisses you, I want to see your eyes glow and light up.
What am I, a woman or a pinball machine?
No coaching from the audience.
Oh.
Here, I'll do the scene with you. Orson, the actor, the producer, the writer, and the director, and the magician will now be the lover, Dinah, my darling.
Oh.
Come into my arms.
Yes, my love.
My precious, you must be aware of my great passion for you. When I hold you close like this, I'm not, but it says in the script. Montgomery is in the wings. Don't you feel a strange wild beating and thumping?
Yes, I do.
A wild beating and thumping? Is it your heart?
No, it's a rabbit trying to get out of your vest.
Well, now I'll show you how realism works. I'll kiss you, and every woman listening at home will be drawn to her radio. Ah! Immediate audience reaction. Hello?
Hello, is this Mr. Vels who's just kissing Dinah Shore?
Yes? Did it pull you to the radio?
Voice and that, it's pulling the stop out of the bathtub.
What happened?
What happened? My husband's going down the drain.
What can I do about that?
Please, kiss her again and pull him back up.
Oh, you better give up, Forson. Maybe people... Maybe people aren't quite ready for your idea yet.
Oh, nonsense, nonsense. I've got scripts with me tonight that will prove to the world that realism is the thing. If only I had people with courage to play them.
I'll do it. I've got the courage.
You've got courage if you'll tell that joke. You're sure you know what you're saying? Once you're in it, you can't back out.
Oh, don't worry about me. I'll go through with anything.
Good. The first script is the story of the aeroplane. I have a real plane outside on a truck, which I'll wheel into the studio.
Oh, fine. That's realism.
You play the part of one of the Wright brothers. Which one do you want to play, Orville or Wilbur?
Oh, I'll take Wilbur.
Okay. Your brother starts the motor, and when you bend over to pull the blocks, you get hit in the back of the head with a propeller.
I picked the wrong Wright, brother.
Oh. You see, they're two brothers, Orville and Wilbur. And what he means... Let me explain that, you see. He means... Well,
Orson,
you go on.
Orson, I think you're going a little far. This all sounds pretty fantastic.
Yes, yes, yes. anybody who'd laugh at that must be the smiling Irishman. Yes, and there sits the madman Muntz. My schemes have been called fantastic. Some people have even been so rude as to say that I'm crazy. But when people say that about me, I take out my pocket knife and stick it in their necks. Wally! Do you think I'm crazy?
Who, me? Oh, no, no. I'm the one who's crazy. Didn't I step in front of the propeller? Remember?
Wally, why don't you ask for something that isn't so dangerous?
Yeah, yeah. Mr. Wells, haven't you got anything like that?
As a matter of fact, I have. This one has no aeroplanes in it.
Oh, fine. That's the one for me.
I brought the equipment for this one, too. The scene is a hospital surgery. And I've got real doctor's instruments right here with me.
Oh, Orson, you can't operate. You're not a surgeon.
May get a little messy, but never mind. Joyce Jordan will mop it up in the morning. But what I need is a young, strong man to be the patient. Someone who can bear great pain.
Well, that lets me out. I gotta have Novocaine even if my guard is too tight.
Use a little Novocaine right now. Nonsense! I take out my knife and make a deep incision, and you don't even flinch.
Brother, if I've got one good flinch, you'll get it.
Wally, why are you such a coward? Now think of your future. This could mean a lot to you.
But this guy wants to kill me!
Nothing of the kind, it says here.
Now, wait a minute, Orson. Haven't you got one where Wally has an equal chance?
Strangely enough, I have. This one is called The Third Degree.
Oh, yes.
And for the sake of realism, when it says to hit me, I want you to really hit me.
Oh, now we're getting somewhere.
And when it says for me to hit you, I hit you. We beat the audience to it, Joe.
Now, go ahead, Wally. You're likely to get a sponsor.
Well, that's fair enough. Sure.
And now here's your bludgeon, and here's mine. Now, don't forget to hit me when you're supposed to.
Oh, I won't. Go ahead. You got the first line.
Listen, rat, you're going to talk. See, answer me. Explain where you were on the night of June 17th.
Well, I, had a, Oh!
Lies, nothing but lies! See, I'm hitting him, ladies and gentlemen, the radio audience with a newspaper. Lies, nothing but lies. What was the name of the woman you was with last night?
Oh, well, you see, I,
Won't talk, eh?
Oh, well, now, wait a minute, Joe. When do I hit you?
Quiet, rat. Says Wells hits Brown.
Oh! Hey, you're killing me!
Hello? Oh, really? I'll tell them. Wally, you just got a sponsor.
Who is it?
The makers of Band-Aid.
You know, Dinah, I'm sure impressed with what Mr. Wells says about realism. You know, that's what we ought to have when we tell folks about Bird's Eye Frosted Foods.
How do you mean, Toby?
Well, for instance, instead of saying that Bird's Eye foods save you lots of time, which of course they do, we could have a clock ticking slowly like this.
Say, that's a good idea, Toby. What's that splash?
Well, that's to tell people that before Bird's Eye vegetables are quick frozen, They're all cleaned and prepared, and all you have to do is just open the package and pop the contents into boiling water.
Hey, I like this realism stuff. You know, some week when we're selling squash, we'll have a fat man come in and set on you. And, oh boy, I got a terrific idea when we sell baked beans.
Oh, what, Wally?
We'll put a brown suit on Toby and pour a little Snyder's ketchup here and there.
And how will we tell everybody that Bird's Eye Frosted Foods are not only delicious and easy to prepare, but because you don't pay for waste, they save you money.
Save money? That's a cinch. Bring in Jack Benny.
Very ingenious, Wally. And friends, that's true of all those grand-tasting Bird's Eye products. Don't forget that Bird's Eye offers a fine variety of really delicious foods. Garden fresh fruit and vegetables, and many other good foods, and they're all work-free.
I know that, Toby. Since my wife turned welder, I've been doing all the cooking, and just to brush up, I started cooking school last week.
Oh, Wally, cooking school?
Yeah, and I won a medal the first day, too. And last night, guess what my wife had for dinner?
What?
The medal.
What gives now, Dinah?
Well, a little thing called amour.
Ha 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 ha. Translated, that means love.
Yes.
In that case, I'll hang around.
Amour, amour, amour. This word so sweet that I repeat means I adore you. Amour, amour. Would you deny this heart that I have placed before you? I can't find another word with meaning so clear. My lips try to whisper sweeter things in your ear, but somehow or other, nothing sounds quite so dear as this soft, caressing word. I know, amour, amour, amour. When you're away, there is no day, and nights are lonely. Amour, amour. Make life divine, say you'll be mine, and love me only. Sentir que tus besos anidaron en mí, igual que palomas mensajeras de luz. Saber que mis besos se quedaron en ti, haciendo en tus labios la señora. Amor, amor, amor.
Nació de ti, nació de mí, de la esperanza. Amor, amor, amor.
Nació de Dios para los dos, nació el alma. Amor nació de ti. Amor.
And don't forget, folks, better buy Bird's Eye. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.